Chapter number 2. Nature and Dimension of Navadvip. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the moon of Navadvip and the sun of Satchidevi. All glories to Sri Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Navadvip Dham, the topmost holy place, whose truth no one can fully describe. The holy land of Navadvip, in its eternal splendour, is situated within the greatest circle of land known as Gauramandal, and served by the Ganges. Gauramandal is 168 miles in circumference, with the Ganges running through its centre. Gauramandal takes the form of a lotus flower, with 100 petals. The 9 islands of Navadvip Dham, which form the beautiful inner flower of the great lotus, measure 32 miles in circumference. 8 of the islands are petals surrounding the 9th island, Antardeep, the whirl of the lotus, which is 10 miles in circumference. The very centre of that whirl is called the Yoga Pit, the holy place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advented himself on this earth. Gauramandal is a transcendental, wish-fulfilling jewel, a land of beauty and harmony where all things, even the water, the earth and the trees, are fully conscious and ecstatic. That holy land is composed of the Lord's 3 spiritual potencies, existence, cognition and ecstasy, Sandhini, Sangvit and Hladini Shakti. The same existence potency which sustains material existence sustains the existence of the spiritual abode. This is enacted by the Lord's inconceivable supernatural power. One who equates the holy land of Sri Krishna or Sri Chaitanya with this ordinary world is doomed to bondage and ignorance. One who is in darkness may think the sun has been covered by clouds, but clouds can never cover the sun. Gauramandal is eternally transcendental to the material world. Like the sun, it is self-effulgent, but those whose vision is obscured by clouds of ignorance fail to see that holy land. They can see only this dark material world wherever they look. One who attains the mercy of Nityananda, however, can see that land of harmony, beauty, and ecstasy, which is fully conscious and transcendental. Within that holy land flows all the sacred rivers, beginning with the Jamuna and the Ganges. And there one can find the 7 holy places, beginning with Prayag. Gauramandal is the spiritual world of Vaikuntha. Only a fortunate soul can see that spotless domain of the Supreme Godhead. On the order of the Lord Himself, that divine realm is hidden by the clouds of illusion from the external vision of worldly souls, who can never perceive its divinity. Those who eternally live in Gauramandal, however, are most fortunate. They have attained the world beyond birth and death. Even the gods in their heavenly abodes are astonished to see those residents of Gauramandal with their dark blue 4-handed figures of radiant beauty. Within the inner circle of Gauramandal, in the area known as Navadvip Dham, the numerous residents are golden in complexion and always perform Nama Sankirtan. The demigods, headed by the creator of the universe, Lord Brahma, descend from the higher planetary systems to worship the residents of Navadvip. Lord Brahma says, "When will I have the good fortune to take birth as a blade of grass in Navadvip Dham? There I can wear as my crown the dust of the holy feet of those who serve the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya. I have cheated him. I am trying to act as the Lord of the universe. When will the ropes of karma binding me to this material world be severed? When will I give up false ego? When will my mind become pure? When will this false mentality of ownership vanish? When will I stop thinking myself to be the Lord of creation? Only then will I be able to serve Sri Chaitanya and attain the shelter of his lotus feet." The gods, the rishis and the 11 rudras live in Navadvip and spend their lives engaging in cruel austerities, but they cannot purchase the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu by practicing penance. As long as one is determined to identify the body as the self as long as one refuses to become humble within his mind, he cannot obtain the treasured mercy of Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda, no matter what he does, even if he be Lord Shiva or Brahma himself. All these points shall be elaborated on later. O readers, please hear all of this with care, attention, and faith. In considering these spiritual topics, reject all logic and argument as useless and inauspicious. The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya are as deep as an ocean and cannot be understood by logic and argument. The infinite can never be measured by logic. Logic is as useless as the skin of a banana. One who tries to cross the ocean of repeated birth and death by the use of logic only wastes his time. For all his efforts, he gains nothing. On the other hand, one who rejects logic and accepts the guidance of saints and scriptures will soon attain Sri Chaitanya. On the order of Nityananda Prabhu, the personified scriptures constantly sing the glories of Navadvip Dhamma. By following the advice of saintly devotees and by studying the scriptures, one can understand the spiritual nature of Navadvip Dhamma. In this age of Kali, the holy places have all lost their power. Navadvip Dhamma alone is transcendentally powerful. By the Lord's will, however, the holy land of Navadvip was invisible for a long time and its glories remained concealed. As the degrading influence of the age of Kali increased, the spiritual influence of the other holy places had completely vanished. Wishing good fortune upon all living beings, the Supreme Lord began to think, after diagnosing a disease, a doctor prescribes an appropriate medicine for his patient. For a severe disease, strong medicine is needed. As the age of Kali has become most terrible, the epidemic has become critical. Without strong medicine, there is no hope of cure. If I do not reveal the holy land of Navadvip, along with my holy name and form which have been unmanifest for so long, the conditioned souls will never recover. All souls are my servants. I am their master. If I do not help them, they will never be delivered. Thinking in this way, Sri Chaitanya revealed himself on this earth along with his name, his holy abode, and his eternal associates. For it is his promise for all time that he will deliver all souls and free them from all the troubles of material existence. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I will freely distribute the treasure of divine love which is rarely attained even by Lord Brahma. This avatar will distribute the wealth of love of Godhead without any consideration of who is fit or unfit. Let the black snake Kali try to destroy the living beings. I will appear in Navadvip Dham and break the poisonous fangs of Kali by taking my devotees with me and performing kirtan. As long as my name is sung, Kali will be conquered. With these words, Sri Chaitanya advented himself in Navadvip by his own divine power in this age of Kali. At that time, he removed the shadows of misconception by revealing his brilliant, eternal pastimes of dancing and divine love. In this way, the Supreme Lord descended to this world and appeared within the golden land of Gauramandal. Seeing no one in this world more sad than one who fails to worship the merciful Sri Chaitanya, and no one more poor and fallen than one who rejects the inconceivably merciful Navadvip Dhamma, Thakur Bhaktivinoda pleads, O brothers, give up all your attachments. They are only cheating you. Fix your mind with one-pointed attention on reaching Navadvip Dhamma, the holy land of Sri Chaitanya. Praying to the lotus feet of Janava Devi and Nityananda Prabhu, Bhaktivinoda Thakur thus reveals the truth about Navadvip Dhamma.